from Streamline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report and Radio Inc. Magazine. Welcome to another Hispanic radio podcast. This is Adam R. Jacobson live from Hollywood, and it is a real pleasure to welcome to the latest podcast, Miss Blanche Joston. She is the National Hispanic Audio Sales Manager for Skyview Networks, is based in New York, and we're going to talk a little bit about Hispanic radio and sports. Now, we know it's well documented that Hispanic sports fans are perhaps the most passionate of all sports, even across the U.S. How can radio stations tap into this fervent fan passion? Well, I think we have the perfect person to answer that. So welcome, Blanche.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, you are so right, Adam. Hispanics are 62% more likely than non-Hispanics to consume sports. Radio is the number one medium among Hispanics.
Can you rewind? I'm sorry, you said 62%?
62%.
Okay, so that's some pretty significant differences there between Hispanics and non-Hispanics. Didn't mean to cut you off, but please go ahead, because I think we've just caught the attention of a lot of people that may own a radio station and they're maybe considering Hispanic programming.
So it's huge. And radio is the number one medium among Hispanics. Radio stations can grow their listeners' space by providing the community access to the games, commentary, and tying them with local sporting events. Hispanics can't seem to get enough of their sports and the teams they love. It's now part of our culture.
So. Is there something specific, though, about Hispanic sports programming and Spanish language play-by-play that makes something Deportes a wise choice for a radio station operator? Yes, we know Hispanics are sports fans, but they could always just tune in an English language TV channel and watch it. If it's in Spanish and it's on the radio, I think that says something different and something stronger about the community that we're talking about. How do you comment on that?
The action that the announcers of the play-by-play Deportes delivers cannot be compared or measured. I have friends who are Anglo who will listen to the play-by-play in Spanish because of the delivery. I'm not kidding. Deportes is always a wise choice because these announcers in Spanish breathe excitement, fire, vigor, more than any other sports commentator. And the visual that they set forth from their delivery in everyone's mind is always what has everybody tuning in longer and more frequently. Once they've discovered, it's the reason more and more American and other sports are seeking out Spanish play-by-play. There is a cultural connection with young and old that has now been ingrained on the next generation of Latinos.
So here's my question. I'm wondering how, with your experience, you obviously worked in Spanish language radio many years ago, big city radio. You had a radio station in New York City. You also worked at WPAT FM in New York City, which is now an SBS station. What can you say in terms of how you're bringing that experience to Skyview and how Skyview is active in the Spanish language sports arena for radio stations across the U.S.?
Skyview has a special connection with every single team of every league in the United States. So because of the technology that they've been bringing forth for all of the teams, when they now engage, as they all are, for Spanish play-by-play, they look to their partner, Skyview, to help them bring it to fruition.
So are we talking about watching the fruition, if you will, of radio broadcasts in Spanish for teams like the Utah Jazz, the New York Knicks? How diverse are we getting? Are we talking about sports in AA or AAA baseball. What can you explain in terms of the types of leagues and teams?
Well, right now, like Skyview, we do all of the MLB, NBA, NFL, all of those guys. But I will be honest with you, there is more and more of those teams that now stations are seeking out. Because as I said earlier, people are looking for that sports connection. Yes, they have favorite teams, but they also want to have local engagement with local sporting events. And that's in some markets, you know, with the way the expansion of the Hispanic is in the United States, some areas don't have those sports. So that's where the AA's come in and all that stuff.
I love the idea, and I'm wondering if there's one team in particular that you've had success with, or just say, hey, I'm a fan of such and such team, and give a shout out. I'm just wondering, again, just because sports is such a national.
So I really love the Mets, the Yankees. I'm not a Yankee girl. I grew up in Queens. I'm a Mets girl. So that's my favorite.
All right. Well, let's go, Mets, and vamos deportes. We actually have run out of time, but I think there's a lot more that we can learn from Blanche by really kind of understanding that, yes, there are Hispanic sports fans, but when you deliver the play-by-play in Spanish, you're really touching to the heart as well as that, hey, vamos, let's go. So. On that note, I want to say thank you again to our guest, Blanche Joestein, from Skyview Networks in New York City. Muchísimas gracias y chao. Eso es una producción de Streamline Publishing. Yo me llamo Adán Jacobson. Radio Inc. at radioinc.com. RBR, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Streamline Publishing. Thank you for tuning in. This is copyright 2018. Have a great day.